Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 112, and I'm here with my co-host, Rylan.
Yeah, like always. I mean, it's called Two Brothers Gaming for a reason. But we can go ahead and get to it. Oh, wait, I forgot almost. Join our Discord. Pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, the last person to join our Discord, it was February 28th of this year. That was... Now, 6 months ago.
Yep, 6 months and 2 days.
So, come on. Join the Discord. I know you hear what I'm saying, because 20,000 of you listen that week, so.
Yeah. All right. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Patrick Star game has been announced.
So, it says here, this is from August 27th, 2024. It says here, today, Outright Games, the leading publisher of family-friendly interactive entertainment under license from Paramount Game Studios, has officially revealed to the first details about their up-and-coming video game. The Patrick Star game, starring SpongeBob SquarePants' best friend, Patrick Star. Obviously.
Yeah.
It says here, developed by PHL Collective, this single-player sandbox game is set to, in the iconic world of Nickelodeon SpongeBob SquarePants and lets fans play as everyone's favorite pink sea star, Patrick, in his first-ever starring adventure. The Patrick Star game will release on October 4th this year, obviously, and will be available to play on PlayStation 4. PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, so Steam. So yeah, yep. Patrick Star game. That's awesome.
Yeah, looking at the trailer, like the gameplay, it looks okay. Like, I'll try it out. I don't know. Like, it's definitely just from the trailer, like maybe like a hack and slash kind of, but not. Not all like hack and slash. I don't know. It's weird. You just have to watch it.
It says you can take things and push them somewhere else. It says physics with an exclamation point.
Yeah, and
create hilarious mayhem in the open world of Bikini Bottom. You can unlock classic Patrick outfits with your crazy stunts and collectibles. Get silly with SpongeBob, Squidward, Sandy, and more.
Yeah, and you can collect jars of mayonnaise.
So nice. Who doesn't love their mayonnaise?
I don't like mayonnaise, personally.
But I hate mayonnaise. I'm talking about Patrick, though.
Yeah, yeah. Is mayonnaise an instrument?
It says here, players can explore Bikini Bottom as their own playground in a sandbox. So this is just an open world sandbox game in Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
So it's utilizing almost any object they find to alter the world with physics defined hilarity. You know, take on missions set by all of Patrick's friends, including SpongeBob, Mr. Crab, Sandy Cheeks, and Plankton. I didn't know Plankton was his friend, but...
Oh, yes, you know, you ever watched the fun episode? It's,
it's a love and hate relationship.
Yeah.
Including, you know, but I got here, you can, you know, explore iconic, you know, locations like Glove World.
Ooh.
Oh, heck yeah. The Dump and Demolition Derby from a Krabby Patty construction quest. To playing on the seesaw and causing chaos in Mrs. Puff's rage room. Oh, Mrs. Puff is going to have a rage room. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It says here, players will have endless possibilities for adventure, complete new tasks, collect jars of mayonnaise. It's so weird.
It is.
In classic Patrick fashion. To unlock new outfits, you know, while looking out for Easter eggs from the TV series. Additionally, the Patrick Star game comes complete with voiceovers of the original SpongeBob SquarePants cast, including Bill Fagerback as Patrick, Tom Kenny as SpongeBob, Roger Mumpus as Squidward, Clancy Brown as Mr. Krabs, and many more. So, the people are still doing SpongeBob to this day.
Yeah.
Still voicing SpongeBob to this day. I'm surprised SpongeBob still went on as long as
I know. It's been 25 years?
Yeah. Yeah, 1999.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's almost here. As old as I am.
You're old. Stephen Malham, the managing director of Outright Games, said it has been an absolute pleasure to work once again with Nickelodeon / Paramount Consumer Products. You know, we are incredibly thankful for to be expanding our ongoing relationship and the adapting iconic IPs into the family-friendly video games. It's an honor to work on an iconic and beloved franchise like SpongeBob SquarePants with the Patrick Star game we have created, an interactive playground for fans. So basically, you can just do whatever you want in this game. There's no story to it or anything. It's just an open world sandbox game.
I think there is a story, but you can still like go and do kind of whatever.
Yeah, like GTA.
Yeah, kind of. I guess. What I'm getting from it. Like, there is a story behind it. Just, you don't have to always be doing the story like in other SpongeBob games.
It might kind of maybe resemble the Patrick Star show. Because there's a show that, like, it's just Patrick.
I haven't seen that. I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
I haven't watched it, but I've just seen it. But yeah. All this is a interactive playground and stuff. It says here. Yep, that's all.
Alright. Moving on. This is a good. Actually, the next two are really good, I think. But this one, we've been waiting for this for a long stinking time, Activision. Call of Duty Warzone finally confirms when Verdansk is coming back to Warzone.
We need to play Warzone Mobile again.
We do, so we can get used to Verdansk before it comes out in the spring.
I can't wait. It says here, Call of Duty Warzone is officially bringing Verdansk back in spring 2025. That's crazy. Next year is going to be the date that Black Ops 2 took place.
That is crazy. Oh, just real quick, off topic. So, I have, I played the Black Ops 6 beta before you have because, you're still downloading. But when you get on there, listen to the music and tell me what you think it sounds like. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you're getting me all hyped up, man.
You can continue, but just keep that in your mind when you boot up Black Ops 6 beta.
Why do I feel like there's going to be some like Black Ops 2 type music?
Just wait. You'll see.
I'll see. It says here, when Call of Duty Warzone first launched in 2020, it did so with its original Battle Royale map, Verdansk. I remember when it happened. It was like kind of like the release date. It was March. It was in March or whatever. Because Colin, he was down here.
Yeah. It was during Modern Warfare 2019.
Yeah, he was down here, and I got to play it. Plunder is the first mode I played. I think I got like fifth or so.
Plunder's the goat, dude. I love that mode so much.
Yeah, I love Plunder. But it says here, launching at the height of COVID-19 pandemic. You hear there might be another pandemic.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bull.
Monkeypox, Ash.
Oh, man.
Better watch out. It says here, Call of Duty Warzone's map Verdansk, has become hugely populated battleground, and it is, to this day. As Ashton said, he wants to play it again.
There's no Warzone map like it. Like, I've tried to get into them, I just can't. Like, Verdansk is just the best.
I like the bigger maps, Warzone, Verdansk. That's the best big map.
Yeah, like Resurgence, like the smaller maps, they're not bad, but like for a big map, Verdansk is the best. Like I can't get into the other ones. I can't. I just don't like them.
Yeah.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
But it says here, you know, it's obviously it was free to play. It was a free to play game, as case of many Battle Royale games now. Verdansk changed over time with various updates, added more, you know, new areas, shake up its, you know, geometry. I know geometry, but geometry. And more. Some of the Verdansk map updates, you know, were appreciated more than others. Eventually, Verdansk was removed entirely from Call of Duty Warzone and replaced with a completely different map.
Bunch of bull.
And a map. Call of Duty fans have been calling for Activision to bring back Verdansk for years now.
Yes.
And you know, this call has finally been answered.
Thank you.
It was answered with the mobile version of Warzone, but they're finally going to do it on PC and console as well.
Yes.
Says here, it was confirmed at the latest Call of Duty Next event that Verdansk is coming back to Call of Duty Warzone in spring of 2025. This matches up with the previous leaks and rumors about Verdansk's return. But, you know, this is the first official confirmation that it is coming back to the Battle Royale. Additional details on what to expect from the return of Verdansk is not available at the time of this writing. And more information should come to light in the next few months ahead. Which me and Ash will obviously...
Oh, definitely. We'll update you.
We'll let you know. You'll know. But yeah, there's not much when it comes to that. Besides right. that, just Verdansk is coming
it
back
is coming
in spring.
Back. It is coming back. I'm so excited.
Yeah. As I said, though, you know, it says here, you know, the mobile version of Warzone features Verdansk and is available right now, though it will obviously not be the exact same experience as players.
It's are pretty used to close. Like, if you use controller like, on mobile, it's pretty like, close.
It looks like the console version.
Oh, not it looks like, so good. Like, if you have the graphics on high, especially in, like, my iPad Pro, like, it looks so good. Like, the aspect ratio obviously isn't the same, but, like, it just, it looks good.
Yeah. I can't wait for this.
We need to play Warzone Mobile again.
Yeah, it's been a
while. It's getting me
while.
Excited for it.
I know.
All right.
The only thing about it is like I don't have an iPad to play it on.
You need to buy an iPad with our podcast money.
I might actually, to be honest.
You can get an iPad 10th gen. It's like $400.
I might.
You should. All right, moving on. Call of Duty series using West Virginia in its latest game. So obviously this won't matter to a lot of you out there, but for me and Rylan, we're from West Virginia, so this was really cool to see Call of Duty, one of the, you know, most popular gaming series ever, reference our home state. Just pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool here. But
is West Virginia here, don't get a lot of love from anybody ever.
Really doesn't. The last time. Yeah, because we're known for a whole bunch of drugs and crap like that.
Yeah. It's not everybody, but.
Besides the mountains, we're known for a whole bunch of weird crap, like apparently incest and stuff.
Yeah, that's not everybody. We're not incest. We're not druggies.
Yeah, we're not that. We're nowhere close to that. But I got here. Call of Duty will be taking players to West Virginia for the first time in franchise history in its latest Call of Duty Black Ops 6. According to a blog on the game's website, Liberty Falls is a new map for the game's Zombies mode and is set in the fictional town of Liberty Falls, West Virginia. It says here, the Call of Duty franchise is one of the highest selling franchises of all time in the video game history. The latest level in parts of the Zombies games, Zombies mode, a long running part of the Black Ops series where players try to survive against waves of undeads and explore their surroundings. Complete goals and find secrets. Liberty Falls is one of two maps that will be playable from the game's launch on October 25th. Another map, Terminus, takes place on an island complex in the Filipina Sea. More information about Liberty Falls is slated to release August 28th,
which was 2 days ago.
I didn't see much more information on it. You have any more information about it?
Nope.
Just that.
That's
it. They didn't give us any more. They're lying.
Well, this is also from like an actual West Virginia local news. So
yeah,
they're
not going to update.
They probably didn't update it yet. But I just thought this was really cool that we're from West Virginia. It's like, and we love Call of Duty. We have forever. So it's just cool that they're noticing the state.
And crap, Call of Duty is one of the first games I ever played.
It's a fictional town in West Virginia, Liberty Falls, but I don't know if it's based off of like an actual town, because there's several falls and in small towns in West Virginia. So
because Final Fantasy 6, it's based off West Virginia, and there is some things from West Virginia that's in that game.
Yeah. There is.
I feel like once we play the map and stuff, we're gonna figure it out.
Maybe, yeah. Hopefully, so, just around where we live, there's like four or five different waterfalls. So,
yeah,
they're all over the state because the mountains. But
yeah, so that's all. That's pretty cool, though. Might not be for you guys, but
it's for us. Yeah, we don't care what you think. Just kidding, we do care what you think, but we thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just cool because it's our home state.
Yeah. Oh, and West Virginia plays Penn State in football tomorrow.
Oh yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania, of course, so a lot of people around here Penn State, and they suck.
You aren't rooting for them.
No, Penn State's trash. Not really. Penn State's ranked 8th in the country. But last year they whooped West Virginia, but West Virginia did pretty good last year. West Virginia did beat Pitt last year, though. So
yeah, they did.
Which is obviously, I'm an hour and a half from Pittsburgh, so
yeah, Pittsburgh's washed.
Yeah, I'll be watching the West Virginia football game tomorrow against Penn State. Starts at noon for those of you that want to watch. Probably don't, but I do. That reminds me, Rollin, we need to start our sports podcast.
I know.
Sometime. All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast, Instagram, Twitter, everything but Facebook, TikTok.
Yep, no one likes Facebook.
Nope. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Yep. Links are in the description of whatever you're listening to, whatever you're watching. It's in the description. Rylan, do you have anything?
Nope. You know, thank you guys for all the downloads and all the support recently on the podcast. Awesome. We've peaked in downloads and all that.
We've peaked like insane to me. three times in the past week.
Four. I know. We've peaked like 3 to 4 times in the past like week, which is insane to me. So, that yeah, thank crazy. You guys so much for that. We greatly appreciate it.
Definitely. All right, guys. Yeah. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.